This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Jim Wood is a regular contributor. He's a meteorologist and the man behind theweatherwiz.com.
You know, last week we talked about the different forms of precipitation, and I have a feeling a brief review is in order. If a cloud, for example, is completely in cold air, below 32 degrees, and the air below the cloud is also below 32 degrees, the precipitation will be all snow, and it will stick when it hits the ground. Now, if half the cloud is in cold air and half in warm air, above 32 degrees, snow will form in the cold air, while a raindrop will form in the warm air. If the air below the cloud is below 32 degrees, the snow will remain snow while the raindrop freezes into a piece of ice, which we call sleet. A mixture of snow and sleet will hit the ground. Now, if the entire cloud is located in warm air, no snow will form, just raindrops. But if the raindrop falls through a thick layer of air below freezing, the raindrops will again freeze into pellets of ice, and the ground below will be hit by sleet. If the entire cloud is in warm air, raindrops will form. If the air below the cloud is warm all the way down to about a few hundred feet above the ground, then the raindrop will not have time to freeze before it hits the ground. If the surface temperature is below 32, the raindrop will freeze on contact with the ground, and the form of precipitation is called freezing rain, glaze, or black ice. Now, one form of precipitation we have not talked about is hail. Hail is formed only in thunderstorms and usually during the summertime. In these storms, strong updrafts and downdrafts of air occur. A raindrop is carried from the lowest levels in the cloud, that's the water level, all the way up to the ice level by an updraft. Here, the raindrop freezes, forming a pellet of ice. At this moment, it is called sleet. Updrafts continue to carry the ice pellet higher into the snow level. Here, it gets a coating of snow. Downdrafts of air then carry this growing piece of ice and snow to the bottom of the cloud, again, the water level. If the updrafts are strong enough, the up and down trips repeat themselves. In violent thunderstorms, up and down drafts may repeatedly throw the hailstones higher and higher in the cloud. Each trip adds another layer of ice and snow to the stone, causing it to grow larger and larger. Finally, when the updrafts can no longer support the weight of the hailstone, it falls to the ground. During very severe storms, hailstones have been found to have circumferences up to 10 to 15 inches, weighing as much as nearly 2 pounds. On a hot day in September 1970 in Coffeyville, Kansas, hailstones 17 and a half inches in circumference, weighing 1.67 pounds, were recovered. On July 23, 2010, even larger hailstones hit the ground in Vivian, South Dakota. The hail measured over 8 inches in diameter and weighed nearly 2 pounds. Hail this large, of course, can cause serious injury and even death to livestock and human beings. Tremendous damage to cars, houses, even vegetation is also reported after these storms. So now you're all experts on the forms of precipitation and how each is formed. The next challenge and most exciting aspect of weather forecasting is determining which form winter precipitation will take. If the public is told to expect rain and heavy snow falls instead, mammoth traffic tie-ups and other snow-related problems crop up. If the snow is forecast and it rains instead, millions of dollars may be spent on unnecessary precautions. Here are a few important parameters to aid the forecaster in determining the type of precipitation that will occur. Let's tackle an easy one to start out with. If you draw a line on a weather map connecting all locations that have a temperature of 35 degrees, you will see these stations probably have a mixture of both rain and wet snow. On the cold side of the line, most of the precipitation will be in the form of snow, while on the warm side of the line, most of the precip will be rain. What about the track of the storm? Does it determine the type of precipitation? That's next week.
And with meteorologist Jim Witt of theweatherwiz.com, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
According to a recent survey, 4 out of 5 people said they hate their job. They feel disengaged from their work.
In a tough job market, how do you find a full-time job that you love? Do more work in the job that you have.
Alan Carniel, founder of Interview Success Formula, says taking on additional assignments could make you happier and more engaged. He says the key is to find projects that you'd enjoy doing. Volunteer for these extra tasks.
Not only will you enjoy the work, but you'll position yourself to be considered for a transfer into a department where you can do more of the work that you love to do.
Do more, not less at work to align better with your passions and talents. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Everybody loves heroes and everybody loves dogs. Put them together and you get the slightly cheesy but fetching Max the Meat.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Should you worry about your teenager cracking their knuckles? I mean, like there's not enough to worry about in this world, and now all of a sudden your kid starts to crack their knuckles? Here's the science of it. Cracking knuckles, it's very common, and it's an annoying teenage behavior, and it's also kind of a mini stress reducer for them. So should you worry about it? Probably not. Is it going to cause health problems? Probably not. So what should you do about it? Well, you can mention it and likely increase the behavior, but probably the best advice is to leave it alone, and just like thumb sucking at an earlier age, they'll stop it on their own.
Is there anything that guy doesn't know?
What's the cheap psychological trick? If you have an adolescent in the house, worry about big things, not the little things like knuckle cracking. More info at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.